We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing for emergency action to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes in New York State. The emergency regulation will come from the state's Public Health and Health Planning Council. Cuomo says the state police and Department of Health will join forces then to go after retailers who are selling e-cigs and tobacco to underage youth. And he added,
we're going to propose legislation next year that will ban advertising directed towards young people.
E-cig manufacturer Juul said in a statement, Juul already stopped selling our non-tobacco, non-menthol-based Juul pods to traditional retail stores. We're fighting counterfeit products made with unknown ingredients, and we will fully comply with local laws. Now, simultaneous to the governor speaking, middle and high school students from New York City rallied at the Department of Education building on Chambers Street. They're demanding government restrict flavored tobacco products, including e-cigs and menthol cigarettes. Governor Cuomo doesn't support banning menthol tobacco. Cuomo says the State Department of Health is still studying menthol. New York's two Democratic senators have a plan to force the Republican Senate to vote on gun control.
The votes are there, says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. If only the universal background checks bill would be put on the floor for a vote.
We are here to tell Leader McConnell we do not want this vital legislation to sit in his legislative graveyard.
Schumer says he was on the phone with President Trump Sunday morning. The president, Schumer says, was noncommittal.
We need a strong, unequivocal statement to Mitch McConnell and to the Republican senators. Vote for H.R. 8, universal background checks, and I will have your back. That's what he's got to tell them. He didn't say that.
Schumer's joined by dozens of gun control activists here, along with his New York colleague, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
Shame on Mitch McConnell and shame on Congress for standing and doing nothing and turning a blind eye to real suffering.
At Senator Schumer's Midtown office, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Starting middle and high school after 8:30 in the morning, improved attendance and student performance at five schools in the city, so says a Department of Education study. So they expanded this pilot project to include 14 city schools. Now a Brooklyn City Council member is demanding the Department of Education release all its data to see if the city should change the start times at all its schools.
City Councilmember Mark Traeger was once a history teacher in Brooklyn. Some of his students lived in the Bronx.
Having to take two trains and a bus to get to a 7:30 in the morning class. Just imagine what time they'd have to wake up.
Traeger's past experience as a teacher has him highly interested in the Department of Education's pilot program, looking at later school start times. 14 schools are in the program now. Traeger's bill would make the DOE produce a report on their findings, reveal which schools are taking part. The Brooklyn council member has gotten general information from the DOE for now, and it's encouraging.
They showed that in five schools where they moved the start time a little bit later, fewer latenesses, better attendance, better academic outcomes. It's common sense.
At City Hall, Mike Smeltz, WCBS News Radio 880.
Today's the 50th annual African American Day Parade in Harlem. It ran along Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard from West 111th Street to West 136th Street. It continues until 6 o'clock tonight. Among the notable people there, Tony Award and Grammy-winning actress Melba Moore. Also, pioneering political figures, Mayor David Dinkins, New York's first African-American mayor, and former Congressman Charlie Rangel. And now that forecast. Here's our meteorologist, Courtney Spamer.
Seeing lots of sunshine out there late this afternoon. We'll continue to see mainly clear skies with just a few patchy clouds as we go through tonight as well. Temperature-wise, we'll be pretty comfortable as well. See those temperatures dropping down to a low right around 66 degrees. For tomorrow, we set up a warm day with clouds and a few breaks of sunshine, a couple of spotty showers possible late in the day, lingering into the evening as well. But we get to a high right around 80 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Clearing skies tomorrow night with a low of 59, then sunshine and cooler with a high of 73 on Tuesday.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!